Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Recently, actor John Krasinski attracted the attention of millions of Americans with a homemade, self-produced news show that featured only good news in every segment. He called it SGN, Some Good News. And Americans flocked to it, reposting it on their social media feeds and giving the show's initial episode 18 million views on YouTube. It's not hard to understand why. People are desperate for some good news. It was not all that different 2,000 years ago. People back then faced disease and witnessed oppression. They saw marriages break apart and families disintegrate. They wrestled with hypocrisy and anger in themselves. They experienced disillusionment and they coped with tragedy. Its manifestations may have changed over the years, but sin was indeed able to mess things up back then, just as it does today. People needed some good news. And Jesus brought it, going through all the towns and villages proclaiming the good news. But Jesus' good news was more than just human interest stories of kindness and hope. The good news that Jesus brought told people of the kindness of the eternal God, bringing hope of eternal life to people surrounded by sin on every side. He proclaimed the good news of the kingdom. How surprising! How unexpected! It wouldn't have been at all shocking if the Son of God had come proclaiming the bad news. It wouldn't have been at all shocking if Jesus had proclaimed, "You deserve only anger from a holy God." He would have been exactly right. But the Son of God came not to destroy us, but to destroy the devil's work by achieving perfect obedience in his life and by offering a perfect sacrifice in his death. The price has been paid in full, and we didn't have to do anything to earn it. That's good news. In the end, some good news lost a bit of its luster as John Krasinski faced popular backlash for selling the rights to the show to CBS. Yes, even the best news that comes from the heart of man can still result in angst and turmoil. But the good news of the kingdom never loses its luster. God has come near and paid for sin. That's surprisingly good news in a bad news world. Lord Jesus, make your good news a comfort for me in our chaotic world and my hope of a brighter future with you in eternity. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.